President Trump is signing a trade deal with Japan today. It's described as a mini deal, mainly about agriculture, and it wins back some benefits for U.S. farmers that got scrapped when President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership during his first week in office. It also comes as trade talks between China and the U.S. are underway again in Washington. High-level negotiations expected later this week. So let's update trade news with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst, host of Jill on Money. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
First to the Japan agreement, much more limited in scope than the TPP. What does it do?
Well, it eliminates or lowers or sets to lower tariffs for certain U.S. agricultural products, for other goods. Japan is going to have some sort of preferential quotas. The administration says that this will actually help over 90% of U.S. food and agricultural products that go into Japan. They'll either be duty-free or some preferential tariff access. On the U.S. side, the U.S. will reduce or eliminate tariffs on certain industrial goods from Japan. The agreement also includes a digital trade agreement. Again, this is a much smaller version of TPP. It's not the whole enchilada.
Well, but we're also reading from Reuters, for instance, is concluding that butter, for instance, butter from the U.S., won't be competitive in Japan as it would have been under the TPP.
Yeah, this is a problem because it's probably good news overall for agriculture, but there are some areas that do a lot better than others. So if you are almond, walnut, blueberry, cranberry exporter, you're happy because all those tariffs are going to be eliminated. But you're absolutely right. When you think about dairy and certain frozen products, not so much. And this staged process is actually not good because it allows Japanese buyers to turn to alternatives. And the question is, even once these are lifted, will those Japanese buyers go back to the U.S., fearing that perhaps this could get undone all over again?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we just want to ask you, the 30 Chinese negotiators in Washington today to lay the groundwork for what are expected to be high-level talks between China and the U.S. later this week. Is there a sense that a deal will come out of this?
I think that the only sense that most of the people I speak to around this is that, gosh, we hope it's even just a mini deal because the two sides are still pretty far apart. And don't forget, this is just a week before we have the U.S. increasing tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods up to 30% from 25%. I think those big issues, the ones that most businesses care about, intellectual property rights, state subsidies, none of that is likely to be resolved anytime soon. And so you think, hey, a little bit would be better than Armageddon and a further escalation, but this is not close to where we thought we would be back in May when we really thought the two sides were getting close.
Well, and in the less than a minute we have, circling back to the farmers whose products might be left out of the TPP or the mini version of it that President Trump is signing, they may be doubly hit by, you know, tariffs in China. I mean, they're getting hit by all of this.
Yes, and I think that it's important to note that these farmers, they have been getting subsidies from the federal government, but smaller farmers have been put under pressure. Many have gone out of business. I think that the slowing global economy also weighing on our agricultural sector, they have been the biggest losers in this trade war by far.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, also host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Take care.